What? 3 days in a row? Wow. The rally continues. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the first day of February. Thanks for being with us again today, everybody. In other business news, once again, be careful what you post to social media. And yeah, we've got another story. We've got some union news out of the oil fields. Rolling through stop signs? What were you thinking, Tesla? Meanwhile, GM talked profits today. We've got some Supreme Court news, and because it is February, some news about Valentine's Day. We've got the Wall Street Report, and after a weekend of speculation, Tom Brady today made an official announcement about his football career. Ready? Let's hike that ball.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to a brand new month. It is, yeah, February. Hey, you want to go ahead and follow us on Twitter? You can do that. You can find us easily enough. We're all over the place day and night at IOB_NewsHour. Pinch me. Am I dreaming? Wall Street had another positive day in what had been a choppy session until the final hours when the three major indexes put together another positive session. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. You know, always beware of what you're posting on social media, as this story highlights. How many times do we have to have this story anyway, right? The Independent is reporting that a now viral LinkedIn post has raised the ire of many. It seems that a hiring manager by the name of Mercedes Johnson posted on LinkedIn that she had offered a candidate a job at $45,000 less than the approved budget for the opening. In the LinkedIn post, Johnson says she offered a candidate $85,000 a year for a job that had a budget of $130,000. She said, quote, "I offered her that because that's what she asked for, and personally, I don't have the bandwidth to give lessons on salary negotiation," end quote. Ouch. The viral tweet compared Johnson's LinkedIn post to a tweet from another recruiter who had tweeted about offering an individual more than the salary range they'd been given. Quote, "Had a junior software engineer ask for a very low salary range," she tweeted. "She will be shocked when this offer comes through. We are paying your worth over here," end quote. You know, I would imagine with an attitude like that, their retention rate is pretty high. But let's get back to the outrage over Johnson's original LinkedIn post. One tweeted, "Pay equity starts with hiring managers," end quote, and another wrote, "And these jobs wonder why their turnover rate is so high, which only costs them more in the long run. In a world full of Mercedes Johnsons, be a Brianna Johnson," end quote. So there. Careful what you post, okay? We'll tell you that over and over again. Well, some 30,000 oil workers are watching contract talks between Marathon Petroleum and the United Steelworkers. Reuters is reporting that Marathon and the United Steelworkers Union averted a potential strike by agreeing to a 24-hour rolling extension of the existing contract a half hour before a strike deadline. The decision came after the union rejected a 3-year deal that Marathon called its final offer. People familiar with the matter said that at least 4 offers were exchanged on Monday, with the last including a 9% raise over the 3-year contract. The first offer, made last week, called for 3% over 3 years, according to the union. Under the extension, the existing labor contract remains in place with a 24-hour notice required by either side to end it. The existing 3-year contract, negotiated back in 2019, provided an 11% increase over 3 years. Now, if a strike is called, it likely will follow a pattern of the 2015 work stoppage, which began on February 1st of that year and expanded to 12 refineries, accounting for a fifth of U.S. crude oil producing capacity in 3 chemical plants. Two words, stay tuned. You know, when we heard this story, we shook our collective heads. It seems that Tesla is reconfiguring some of their vehicle software that allows their EVs to roll through a stop sign. Well, they're reconfiguring, so those vehicles won't do that in the future. Tesla has released an over-the-air software fix after discussions with the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, according to a recall notice filed online by the agency. The company is going to send letters to the owners, but no accidents have been reported. Now, some would call the practice of rolling through the stop sign with no cars or pedestrians present called the California stop. But no matter what you call it, the practice will get you a ticket at the least, and somebody at the worst could get hurt. What was Tesla thinking? Meanwhile, as long as we're talking cars, General Motors sees little change in its profit projection, even if the chip shortage gets ironed out. Bloomberg is reporting the company reported fourth quarter earnings that beat analyst estimates and forecast 2022 sales and profits within the range projected by Wall Street. Sales declined to $33.6 billion, missing the average Wall Street estimate of $34.5 billion. Most automakers have cut production as they scramble to secure microchips. GM was hit among the hardest in the fourth quarter when a 43% drop in domestic sales forced the company to relinquish its crown as the top U.S. automakers for the first time since 1931. GM has vowed to regain lost market share as supply chain problems seem to ease. GM President Mary Barra told reporters that the company expects to benefit from pent-up demand on the order of several million vehicles in the U.S. alone, something she said will likely keep retail prices elevated. As President Biden works behind the scenes on his selection to fill a Supreme Court vacancy, we're getting a glimpse of one of the reported front-runners. Slate is reporting that Ketanji Brown Jackson could be at the top of the list. Currently, she is a judge on the nation's second-highest court, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. This court has long served as a springboard to SCOTUS, which may be one reason why Biden elevated Jackson to it in June of 2021. While Jackson authored many opinions during her 8 years as a trial court judge, she has not written a single opinion for the D.C. Circuit until Tuesday. That's when she made her debut in AFL-CIO versus the Federal Labor Relations Authority. The case emerged from a sharp dispute between the Trump administration and organized labor over the rights of federal unions to negotiate their working conditions. And in her lucid, concise opinion, Jackson delivered an unqualified win to union rights. On the district court, Jackson exhibited a deep understanding of labor law as well as a lack of dislike toward unions, something that was common among her predecessors during the Trump years. At this inflection point for labor, as millions of Americans demand better working conditions and fight the decline of unions, she brings an important expertise to the bench. Biden vowed to be the most pro-union president ever, and placing Jackson on the Supreme Court would certainly help to cement that legacy. Well, consider this your public service announcement. Valentine's Day is only 13 days away. You have been warned. But how much cash will be spent on this made-up holiday? WNCT of Greenville, North Carolina, is reporting that this year, lovebirds will spend 44% more than last year on their significant other. And nearly 4 in 10 couples are planning a romantic restaurant date based on a new LendingTree survey of nearly 2,100 Americans. Now, when it comes to who is spending the most, it tends to be couples who are in 1 or 2 year relationships. Engaged couples were planning to spend $322, while married couples plan to spend $219. But there is a but. This year, 30% of Americans anticipate relying on their credit cards to pay for Valentine's Day gifts and outings, meaning paying interest on that spending as well. Among those who think they'll take on debt, 43% plan to hide it from their significant other. I gotta tell you, that is not a good strategy for a long-term relationship. Now you know. And yes, we're here to help. The word that best describes Wall Street's trading today is choppy. But in the end, all three benchmarks advanced and the energy index closed at a multi-year high. Despite the Dow and S&P 500 posting a losing January, the indexes have now hit three winning days in a row. Today, the Dow is up by 273 points in a late session rally to end the trade at 35,405, while the NASDAQ put up 106 points to close at 14,346, and the S&P 500 added 30 points and change to reach 4546 on the day. Early in the session, it looked like we were going to have a day soaked in red as the Labor Department offered manufacturing data that did not impress. But investors put that in the rearview mirror in the final hours to eke out another positive day. And finally, there is this. The GOAT? Well, the GOAT is done. After a weekend of speculation, Tom Brady made it official, announcing his retirement on social media after 22 seasons. The news had been leaked on Saturday by multiple sources, but that was almost immediately disputed by Brady's father and his agent. The 44-year-old Brady leaves the NFL after having one of his best statistical seasons, leading the league with 5,316 yards and 43 touchdown passes for Tampa Bay. He also takes away numerous NFL records, including 7 Super Bowl championships, 6 with the New England Patriots and 1 with the Buccaneers, with whom he played his final 2 seasons. In addition, Brady walks away with 5 Super Bowl MVP awards, 15 Pro Bowl selections, and for sure, he is the GOAT. Well, that's a wrap on today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man, would you? Good day.